The Department of Veterans Affairs will reportedly begin mass layoffs as early as June. In a March 6th memo acquired by Reuters, the department's human resource teams were told to begin reviewing operations for a department-wide reduction in force. Right now, VA's biggest problem is that its bureaucracy and inefficiencies are getting in the way of customer convenience and service to veterans, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. In the post, Collins confirms the agency plans to cut 80,000 people from its workforce. Senate Veterans Affairs Committee ranking member Richard Blumenthal, along with 19 other House and Senate members, also sent a joint letter to Collins denouncing the planned cuts. The VA isn't alone. Many federal agencies were told to prepare for planned reductions in force. Back in February, for instance, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration cut 1,300 employees, following the first round of cuts protesters shared concerns. NOAA is critical to safe seafood that we eat, to weather forecasts involving dangerous hurricanes. A million different ways NOAA is a critical part of our lives, and we need to keep this agency strong, said Mike Tidwell, a demonstrator. Multiple reports now suggest NOAA could lose another 1,000 employees, which follows another report that the Department of Health and Human Services is also offering buyouts as a way to cut its staff. This story isn't going anywhere, so we will keep following it for you. For all the latest, download the Straight Arrow News app today.